Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM, broadcasting live from a Round Mountain studio. Welcome. So this week, I'm Mike McNamara. I'll be your host for the next hour. I've got a great lineup of music. And let's see here. We've got some Sammy Brew. I've just been listening to him. Recently, I've got some Gregory Alan Isikoff's got a new album out, I'm With Her, The Stray Birds, William Prince, and much more. So sit back, have a listen, enjoy the music. We're going to kick it off this week with somebody who's going to be in town soon, Tish Hinojosa from Texas. She's a singer-songwriter. She's had a music career for a number of years. She's originally from San Antonio, Texas. She's the youngest of 13 children born to a Mexican immigrant family, and she lived her young life in San Antonio, Texas, and cut her teeth doing songs on the Riverwalk there. And then she started a professional music career. She played Tejano music, moved to being a singer-songwriter and folk, border music, country. She can kind of do it all. And then she had a hiatus from music. I know she lived in Germany for a while, and she's back. She's got a new album out this year. I think it's called West. And then she's going to be in town through the Oak Song Society concerts on November 16th, so you won't want to miss that. I'm going to kick it off with a song that came out back in the early 90s off her Culture Swing album. It's called Drifter's Wind. I've always loved this song. Tish Hinojosa doing Drifter's Wind.
Kind of tight and kind of thin. outside doesn't make sense anymore. Give me no reason to complain. So when you need a hand, don't come back to me, 'cause I'm not your man. I'm not your man. Thank you.
chalkboard full of secrets. It was like some kind of code to tell the stars and planets how to fall and how to glow. But when she turned to face the classroom, there was chalk upon her nose, like the ghost of Madame Curie or a clown in women's clothes. And the boys dismissed the work so quick they laughed at her instead, as just a girl who spilled some numbers from her head. Late night in the library, in the basement by herself, alone amongst the books again, at home between the shelves. Oh, she was searching for some answers when she stumbled in the dark on a girl with colored pencils and black eyes like question marks. And they said hello in stereo, then they both just stood and stared as a normal sort of silence filled the air. The girl asked her what she studied, what she read so late at night, the thoughts that filled her notebooks and the stars that filled her eyes. Oh, but she said she couldn't tell her. She said she'd just get bored. It was a story told in numbers, not a story told in words. But the girl just laughed and leaned right back, said, "Try me if you dare. So stories when there's something more to share." So she shrugged and her hands began to speak, a dance of differentials and of poetry in Greek. She saw from new dimensions vibrations of the strings, and from a single derivation all the worlds could rise. Like milk and kerosene, it was the smartest thing she'd ever heard and the hottest thing she'd seen. So she grabbed her by the brainstem and she threw her to the floor, and they kissed like their equations had never balanced quite before. 'Cause every lonesome thesis just describes the unobserved. There's always one who'll fall upon the tail of every curve. There's so many lies, so many doors, so so many twisted keys within the standard deviation from me. There's so many locks, so many doors, so many twisted keys within the standard deviation.
You're listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That was Danny Schmidt doing Standard Deviation off of his album of the same name. I think it may not quite be out yet, but it's supposed to be out soon this year. And Danny Schmidt is a singer-songwriter based out of Austin, Texas. And that's a beautifully written song, Standard Deviation of Romance and a Love of Math and Physics, a Love of Science. Great use of lyrics there, Danny Schmidt. And before that, Molly Tuttle doing a great live version of the traditional song Moonshiner. She's just tearing it up, flat picking guitar there. That's I think she recorded Moonshiner off of a EP called Molly Tuttle and John Maylander that came out in 2014. I've been really getting into some Molly Tuttle. She just last year won the International Bluegrass Award, first woman to win Guitar Player of the Year. And man, I mean, she's got a great voice too. That's her singing and her just playing some amazing flat pick guitar there. And before that, Sammy Brew, an artist I was just learned about. Very young singer-songwriter from Utah that's getting some acknowledgement. That's a song called I'm Not Your Man off of his I Am Nice album that came out last year. Sammy Brew apparently grew up listening to a lot of folk music, people like Johnny Cash and Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, Bob Dylan, and so he's kind of been progressing through doing a lot of traditional music and then kind of getting a little more of a modern sound. Sammy Brew doing I'm Not Your Man. And we kicked it off with Tish Hinojosa. I forgot to mention she's going to be in town in Reading, but I didn't give you the particulars. She's going to be playing through the Oak Song Society on November 16th. That's Friday, I believe. You better check that date. You can get tickets at the Music Connection and through brownpapertickets.com, Tish Hinojosa. And as usual, that will be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, November 16th in the evening. Okay, well, let's move into some more music here. Next up, I've got Gregory Alan Isakoff, who just came out with a new album. Actually, it's out first part of next month. Called Evening Machines. This is going to be a cut off that album coming out here in a couple of weeks. It's called Dark, Dark, Dark. Gregory Alan Isakoff is a songwriter based out of Colorado. He's also an organic farmer, and this new album was recorded in his barn that he converted into a studio located near Boulder, Colorado. Gregory Alan Isakoff doing Dark, Dark, Dark.
Maria's on the hill, she was outside of her eyes. A $5 wine has a blanket inside. Lay up the pages on a traveling bed. Watch the blood of Christ mountains, are they all turn red? Howl at the half moon radio queen. She's all smoke, she's all nicotine. Songs in my pocket just crumble apart. Won't you sing me something for the dark? Maria's got wings, she's got legs for the sea. Come set your dash for the coast, watch the same grease burn. And howl at the half moon radio queen. She's all smoke, she's all nicotine. Songs in my pocket just crumble in. Won't you sing me something for the dawn? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark?
Muddy waters. Most of our lives, it's been known to make husbands strangers to wives, until his kids don't recognize him when he comes through the door. It's enough to make you wish money don't matter. She got that minimum wage job, 30 hours a week. Oh, and her man, he done left her with 3 hungry mouths she's trying to feed. And so she's stealing some milk from the grocery store. It's enough to make you wish money don't matter no more. We're all underpaid and we're all overwhelmed. Oh, how I wish love was the coin of the round, where everyone's richer and nobody's poor. Yes, sometimes I wish money don't matter no more. How about y'all? You can make it the measure of how much you're worth. You can store up your treasure down here on earth. You can buy you a big boat that won't sail heaven sweet shore. That's safe harbor where the money don't matter no more. We're all underpaid. Everyone's rich, oh, and nobody's poor. In the place where the money don't matter no more, no. All that it took. To make Judas give Jesus the kiss of a crook. Now that's a hell of a thing to become famous for. Just to find out that the money don't matter no more. We're all underpaid and we're all overwhelmed. foolish love was the coin of the realm, where everyone's rich and nobody's poor. I can't wait till the money don't matter. Now the Christians and the Buddhists and the Muslims and Jews, and the atheists, the agnostic, the Rastafarian, the Zoroastrian, the Confucian, the Presbyterian, Lutheran, Southern Baptist, Episcopalian, Pentecostals, and even Sikhs and Hindus. The doctor, the lawyer, the preacher, the whore. Guess what, y'all? We all gonna end up where the money don't matter no more. We're all underpaid and we're all overwhelmed. Oh, how I wish love was the coin of the realm, where everyone's rich, y'all. Nobody's poor. When we all get where the money don't matter no more. Thank you.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for listening. That was the Stray Birds doing Shining in the Distance off their Magic Fire album. That's one of my favorite, the Stray Birds songs, Shining in the Distance. So I just found out that the Stray Birds are disbanding, or they already disbanded, and sad about that. I've always really liked their sound, but they do have a new album out, just came out, called Let It Pass, so I'll make sure I play some music off that that album. I don't have any news. I don't know if they're going on to solo careers or other bands or what. Stray Birds is a trio. Maya DeVitri, who was singing that song, Oliver Craven, who plays a whole bunch of instruments, mandolin, fiddle, dobro, guitar, very talented person, and Charlie Munch, that does the bass playing. So keep you posted on that. But that was the Stray Birds doing Shining in the Distance. And we also had Chuck Cannon doing a live version of his song Money Don't Matter. And I saw him do that a while back. Wanted to play that for you. That's a quite a song there. It's off his Love and Money album. It came out back, I think, the about 2008. Chuck Cannon. Chuck Cannon's a songwriter. I think he's based out of Nashville now. He's got his own career going on, but he's mostly known for writing great songs that big country artists have done, like Toby Keith and John Michael Montgomery. But I think he's got a great voice, and definitely a good songwriter. And then we also had in that set, we had I'm With Her, the super trio, woman trio, doing Crossing Muddy Waters, which is a John Hiatt song I've always liked. And of course, I'm With Her is Sarah Watkins and Sarah Jaroes and Yiffy O'Donovan. They all are have great voices and play all kinds of different instruments, but that was them doing Crossing Muddy Waters. I don't think they've got that on an album yet, but I know they released it as a single if you're looking for it. Okay, well, let's move on here. I got up next, I got another artist I just